Sixth, you must understand you cannot fix him. You have to let go of the part of you that thinks it is your responsibility to get him better. You cannot do recovery for him. You may learn many good things by reading the books he should be reading. However, you cannot download the information from your brain to his. He has to do it himself. You also need to realize that you can't keep him from acting out. You can't watch over him day and night. It isn't your job to constantly monitor his internet use or his cable TV watching or to keep an accounting of his every waking moment. No, you are his wife, not his policeman. And no, you may not be able to trust him for a while. But here's a crucial thing. You can trust God. As hard as it is, you are going to have to release him into God's hands and let him learn from both his victories and his failures. He must do his own work of healing and recovery. You also must understand that you can't fix him by making yourself available for him sexually so that he doesn't struggle. Unfortunately, this myth has been promoted by many well-meaning people and even by a best-selling Christian book. In one particular section of this book, in a section for the wives, the author writes this. He says, once he tells you he is going cold turkey, meaning abstaining from sexual stimuli outside of the marriage, be like a merciful vial of methadone for him. Increase your availability to him sexually, though this may be difficult for you. I bring this up because many, many wives believe or have been told by pastors, friends, peers, well-intentioned, but I think misguided people, that it is the wife's job to help their husband in this way. And this myth comes from the mistaken belief that if a man doesn't have the buildup of sexual pressure, he won't act out. The problem with this, however, is twofold. First of all, it can actually be counterproductive for the husband. One of the basic core lies that sexually addicted individuals must face is the lie that, quote, I will die or at least have serious physical and psychological impairment if I don't have a sexual release every X number of hours. Almost every man I have ever worked with believes that lie to some extent. The reality, however, is it's not true. And it's been proven by many single men throughout the ages. And for a man to truly find freedom in the sexual arena, he must break the yoke of this lie and discover that he can be okay even without sexual release. However, if his wife rescues him every time he starts hitting that wall of whatever time he thinks he can't last beyond, he cannot discover the truth. But then second, the second reason that it is counterproductive is because asking a wife to use her sexuality as a, quote, methadone substitute is insensitive, if not cruel. The only way a woman in pain can do this is by shutting down her heart, and this invariably causes great damage. In fact, many wives have faced significant sexual dysfunction even years into the recovery process that came at least in part from feeling used and even prostituted during the recovery process as a result of this thinking. A man can be, in fact, must learn to be okay even without a sexual release. It's also essential in this regard to recognize that Paul's teaching in Corinthians about a husband or a wife not withholding sexual intimacies was not written in the context of sexual addiction. So don't be using that scripture against yourself or allowing others to use it against you. It isn't your job to make your husband okay through sex. And it doesn't work anyway. It's okay for you to be hurt and unavailable in that way. But then third, you need to understand if your husband is looking at pornography, it is neurologically impossible for him to not bring those images into the bed with you. A neurological fact is that it takes only 1/3 of 1 second, just a momentary glance, for a pornographic image to be seared into the mind. And those images, once seared, will pop back up both intentionally and unintentionally until he has both significant time and a conscious decision of the will to shut them down whenever they pop up. If your husband is looking at pornography and you are being physically intimate with him, I promise you, those images are rolling through his mind like a slideshow. And that's part of why it feels so disconnected. So if you don't want to share your bedroom experiences with the women of his pornography, then don't be intimate with a husband who is acting out. It's also essential in the light of not being able to fix him that you don't attempt to be his accountability person. We've had a number of men who tried to use their wives in this role. Sometimes it's even been at the wife's insistence. However, it is a devastating role for a wife to play. You see, a man needs other men with whom he can be accountable. Yes, he needs to be honest with his wife about his struggles. One of our core tenets in our recovery ministry is that a husband needs to honestly confess both the breadth and depth of his acting out against his wife. She doesn't need to know all the details, because some of the details can be incredibly hard to get past. But he needs to confess the breadth and depth of it. Because if she's going to forgive him, she has to know what she's forgiving. She can't forgive him of a debt that she thinks is $1,000, only to discover down the line that the debt was really $20,000. It's much better to have it all out in the light. However, what we have learned is that while a man needs to confess his struggles, even his continuing struggles through the recovery process with his wife, we've learned that it is much more effective if he first confesses his sin to another man and then to his wife. And the reason for this is that what we all need when we confess our sin is someone who can be a representative of God's grace and mercy in our life. We need someone who can receive our confession and remind us that God is still glad as glad can be to be with us. We need someone that can remind us that the blood of Jesus Christ covers any and every sin, and that our confession of our sin to him washes us clean. However, the only way a wife, upon first hearing her husband's sexual sin against her, can be that ambassador of grace is by shutting down her heart, ignoring her pain, and basically giving herself an emotional lobotomy. It is natural and right for her to be hurt and even angry at the impact his sin has on her and her children. Yes, she needs to forgive. And if she allows him to, God will lead her on that path. However, before she can truly forgive, she must first grieve her losses. And for a woman to be a husband's accountability partner takes away her opportunity to have the time and space to deal with those issues. You can't fix him. Only God can fix him.